Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And so you heard Bethany's new release of Love is a Beautiful Thing. They're currently playing that on the radio. They started playing it in New York, and then Bethany had two songs played on a Christian radio station with an interview. So that was pretty cool. That was Bethany Caudill. You can check her out at BethanyCaudill.com, and of course you can check me out at AmandaDowellPsychic-Healer.com. I have the Natural Healing Arts Fair coming up August 17, 18, and 19 in Springfield, Missouri at the Shrine Mosque. It's going to be a big fair with lots of people there. So Friday it's 2 o'clock p.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday it's 10 a.m. to 8, and Sunday it's 10 a.m. to 6, so come on out and see us there if you're in Springfield, Missouri, and you want to. My guest today, he's from West Virginia. He is an awesome guy. He just graciously decided to come on today because my other guest was actually really sick. And I appreciate him doing that because, you know, I really enjoy having him as a guest. And I hope he will come on more. I've kind of missed having him on. His name is Asen Knight. And Asen learned about his gifts and how to use them at an early age, and then he learned the art of tarot. And he uses that as a focus point so that he can give straightforward, you know, no-nonsense answers. He doesn't beat around the bush. This gives him the ability to help people along their path, and he gives great readings. He's had a natural ability, and he can focus on your specific questions, which we're going to do second half of the show. You can call in 347-237-5339 and hit 1 on your keypad. Or you can text a question in the chat room or text us and we'll take your question. But he also does really awesome private readings, so you can check him out at Asen, AesonKnight.com. So if you have questions, he can just, you know, like I said, he doesn't sugarcoat it. He doesn't beat around the bush. He's got a master tarot degree. He has a master in metaphysics. He's a registered clairvoyant. He's a registered psychic, registered tarot advisor. He also teaches classes as well. He's got a certificate as a registered spiritualist. He is a master in the art of tarot reading, a Reiki master, a Kolomi practitioner, and he's an ordained minister like myself at the Universal Life Church, which is really awesome too. He's been a master tarot reader since 1999, which is totally awesome. So again, you can check him out at AesonKnight.com, AesonKnight.com. And like I said, you can call in 347-237-5339 and hit 1 on your keypad and we'll take your calls. I'm going to bring Asen live now and we're going to get started. How are you today, Asen?
Doing wonderful, darling. How are you?
Doing absolutely amazing. It's good to talk to you. It's been a little while.
It has. You know, schedules have been crazy as normal. You know, my planner is always bleeding with stuff. But no, it's great to be back. I'm glad to come over and, you know, I'm wonderfully happy to hear about the music contracts and the radio play starting to come in. Of course, I know that they'll have her up on all our devices soon. You know, Alexa will be able to play her, and then, you know, Google Home will be playing, which we're not, mm-hmm. You know, Blog Talk Radio is now available on both.
Oh, that's amazing.
Google Play.
I actually did
and,
not know that. How cool is that?
Yes. I know. I was a little surprised myself when I said, oh, well, let me just see if she can do that. And, yep, pulls your shows right up, pulls my shows right up, which I just launched a new one. But, no, yeah, you guys no longer have to, like, be at the computer. You can take us anywhere with you in your car. Just watch calling in on your car because sometimes it makes me a little car sick. But other than that, hey.
Right. Yeah, you know, you got to watch that car sick stuff. I mean, I remember I did a show going down the highway one time, too. It was just something, you know, I had planned, and I thought, well, I can mm-hmm. do it in the car. It's no big deal. As long as you're not driving and you have somebody, you know, taking over the wheel for you, I think you're, you know, in really good hands. And I tell people, if you're going down the highway, you know, you can put it on speakerphone or just listen. And if you call in, you can pull over, you know, if you want to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
But that's neat. You know, you can go down the highway, you can go out of town, and you can listen. That's pretty cool.
Exactly. I mean, as most vehicles nowadays run on, you know, Google Navigator, and you can pick us right up. Just pop in the show that you want, and it's part of the TuneIn app. But yes, we are now live on devices, which I think we're going to be seeing more of. You know, I've been famous for saying in 10 years I'll just be a hologram on somebody's desk, and that's highly possible now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. You know, right now with you having so much, you know, availability, I think it's cool. They can text you, which they can me too. They can email you and write you or call you. But, you know, there's so many things that are available. You've got, you know, YouTube and you've got your classes where they can access them later on. If you're doing a live class, that's cool. But, you know, you've got availability where they can look at it later. How cool is that?
Right. Well, it's very cool, and, you know, you can order a video conference reading. So, you know, if you can't make it to the Crystal Lotus, which I'm there on Thursdays and Saturdays now, and, you know, then you can still reach me for, like, an in-person style reading, you know, by video conference. And so, you know, I'm one of the, you know, me, you, and probably about five others have took advantage of all the mediums available to provide readings. You know, you can get us in person.
Right.
You can get us at festivals and fairs. You can book private phone readings, text readings, video conferencing. You know, it's just, I'm always open to anything new. And, you know, it's like this radio shows. I so enjoy the radio. You know, I get all asked often, you know, what would I be doing if I wasn't doing psychic readings. And I'm seriously thinking that, you know, it might be that I'd be a, you know, radio talk show host.
Wow. You know, that's pretty cool, Asen, because, I mean, you have come on here a lot. I mean, over the years, you've been a really good guest just over the years. But, you know, then you started hosting your own stuff like the coffee shop and all that, and you said you just launched something new, too. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've had the coffee shop for a decade. The original show that I came on over here, it was before we were GGM. We were, wasn't it Psychic Talk with Barbara DeZojo? Something like that.
Might have been
something chat
Psychic
or something
talk or something like that, and then she, yeah, and then she came up with this and developed it.
Yeah.
I'd say I've been over here doing this for 6-7 years now, because I remember when I first talked to her, it was over on Keen, and I remember meeting you on Keen, and you were just so straightforward, and that's awesome.
Yeah, and then 2 weeks ago, I launched something called Mountain Bears. It's more talk radio style. Focusing on topics of, you know, about West Virginia, GBT community. Really, me and my co-host, Joe, we're, you know, it's not psychic-based. It's more, you know, this is what's going on. This is our point of view. This is how it affects you. And, you know, I'm really getting a good response from it, because it's not just, well, you know, this person won't bake a cake for us. It's more so, this is why this is an issue. This is how this is growing as a problem. Or, you know, this is what people need to look at. And, you know, so that's took off. It took off really well. Of course, me and Rainey still have the Psychic Coffee Shop every Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. I swear we've done every day of the week over the past decade. But, you know, we finally settled in for a little bit, as long as the schedule stays the same. And we've got other shows. I've done, you know, I do yours. I just secured on the Social Psychic. It's now up on Blog Talk, YouTube. You know, I'm playing with it. That's kind of a fun testing ground for content for me. I don't think I'll become an everyday video blogger, because, you know, most of the time I'm a little all over the place anyhow, and it's hard to find. I'd have to hire somebody to video me. But
yeah,
that's the thing with business, is you have to be willing to try something new. See what gets it.
Exactly.
See what takes off.
I like all the different things that you're trying out. Like, you know, you have your thing where you were hosting, and then you would bring other people in on the topics. I like the psychic coffee shop. It's really good.
Right.
I think it's wonderful that you're actually branching out further and doing something where it's just what's going on in the town and what's around you and all that. That kind of stuff is stuff I like to do, too. I've done it probably a long time, and I'm also a big video blogger, but not with myself.
Mm-hmm.
I usually go out and record other people, which is totally fun.
Right.
Like if somebody wants to do a commercial or, you know, a performer, I'm kind of that into doing that. You know, I take Bethany's pictures, videos, you know, all that, because she's been signed. She signed a contract, and she's been played, and she's going to start getting paid, and she's got an updated CD Baby, Spotify, iTunes. She went in the studio and recorded, and a lot of the stuff that you've predicted has started, you know, to kind of happen in her life, which is awesome. You know, it's just
going to be good for her.
Spot on. Absolutely.
Right. Well, you know, it's going to be great for her to do. It's going to be great for her to take on. I think she's well overdue. And I think that, you know, we're going to be seeing more of that. CD Baby is an awesome little company. You know, I've dealt with them before. They do great PR. You know, so it'll be real fun.
Yeah, instead of taking the TuneCore approach, I let the label put her on CD Baby and iTunes and all of that. And I think that's going to be a better situation for her than when we tried it the first time. It just didn't really go over that well. And then she signed up with BMI, so that's fun. And just like you said, all these
BMI
things are, you know, starting to happen.
And you got to throw stuff at
it.
I mean, things change all the time. You know,
CD
Baby in itself, used to, all they did was sell CDs. Well, now they've branched out and they're taking care of a little bit of your PR, and, you know, they're getting things out there. And that's the important part, is getting your name out there, having fun. I think our clients forget that all the time. And I'm always pointing out, go have a little bit of fun. Go have some joy.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, your relationship's crap, but you haven't spent time with your friends. And, you know, try something new. Do it all the time.
Well, like when they show up at the psychic fairs, or, you know, I'm doing the Natural Healing Arts Fair in August. When they show up at these, you know, it doesn't have to always be, okay, we're going to sit there and there's a storm cloud over your head and it's going to be miserable. And what have you. I have a lot of fun at those. There was one lady that was doing Norwalk. She was really cool. She showed up and was in a corner, waved at me, hot, you know. I like doing stuff like that, waving at the vendors and seeing who all's there and walking around and just, you know, enjoying myself. It's not just about being serious and working. I like to work, too, and I like to get my name out there. But it's also important just to have a good time and make sure that everybody else is, you know, having fun, too, and enjoying themselves.
And, you know, I do a lot of events all the time. You know, I think I'm going to be doing something in August up in Marmette, Ohio again. But, you know, with those, it's a great chance. You don't have to come up for a reading. You can come up and say hi. I like ones that, you know, are different. You know, like the ones that I do often up in Marmette, they have lectures all day. You know, they got readings, and that's cool, but they've got lectures. They got topics that aren't taught that often anymore. It's like I was talking to somebody the other day, and they're like, well, where did you get your certified clairvoyant? I'm like, oh, I got that ULC probably, you know, 23, 24 years ago. They don't offer it anymore.
Yeah.
And you would have thought I had told them that they had fallen apart.
My goodness. I remember when they had those courses, because that was where I got a lot of stuff I did, too, just whether it was, you know, certified spiritualist, certified medium. I did a lot of courses through them also, and some of them they have dropped. You know, that's just
Well, it happens because a lot of times they offer the courses and they've got to have an instructor. Well, honey, a lot of the instructors are old.
They're older, and they're just not always around.
They're not around. I mean, it takes a lot of work to run a class. It's like my tarot class. I'm busy keeping up with the tarot classes. I'm busy keeping up with the astrology classes and the Wicca classes because they are a system. You know, you go, you come into intro, you do 101, you do 102, then you've completed the system. And I'm getting ready to change how I do that. I'm actually going to be making the, because 6 hours is a lot of time to spend in a classroom. And that's total lecture instruction stuff. I'm going to start breaking it into a couple hours, you know. Instead of having one one-on-one class, it's going to be 101 in three parts. Tarot, in, I mean,
there
102 in three parts. So that, you know, people can get a little bit more practice and, you know, really be able to get out there.
That's great. So are you doing, so you're going to be doing some more classes and you're going to kind of do them a little bit different, and then you might be doing some more fairs and stuff like that too. That's cool.
Always. Always, yes. I have a wonderful agent that takes care of my bookings for me for events. Rachel's just amazing, River at Tarot. She takes care of all that, handles all the travel and all that.
Nice. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So are you are you doing any more? So you're at the, when are you at the Lotus place? When are you at the metaphysical
shop? I'm at the Crystal Lotus Shoppy in St. Albans on Thursdays and Saturdays, taking walk-ins.
Thursdays and Saturdays.
You can
awesome.
Book me for appointments the other days, but, you know, I prefer going down Thursdays and Saturdays, you know, after 3:30 and getting things in there.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
And then are you offering any live classes or live on the internet classes, or is it just going to be where people
can
kind of access
live.
At different times?
Well, I'm teaching mostly live classes. I think the 13th, I'm going to be doing Astrology 101 at the Crystal Lotus. We have a lovely classroom there. I actually have my course calendar up for the year. I'm just going to be breaking it down a little bit more than what I was going to do. So instead of one class, they're going to be getting three classes and, you know, that type of thing. Because I had planned on doing a year and a day study program with the Wicca section, but we're still ironing out the things for yet.
Yeah, so that may take a little bit longer, but that's great. So they're going to have like a series of classes that they can access, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And, you know, they can access them. We don't have those to where you can do webinars yet. We're looking at launching that in probably January to where you can actually be part of the webinar that I'm teaching a live class at.
Oh, that'll be fun. That'll be fun because everybody anywhere can access you then.
Yes, very much so. And you can, you know, some of the classes I do offer, on, you know, one-on-one online. For those, you just have to contact me privately. Yeah.
Right. And then are you still putting them up on YouTube?
Some of them, yeah.
I need to work
for
a while.
For a while on YouTube. Yeah. I've got a couple terrors there.
Right. And you're very good at those. You're very skilled at those. You know, you're like a natural knack at that. I just love every minute of watching that.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're very on the spot,
YouTube,
you know,
stuff.
And you're a good teacher.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. And, you know, we need more of that. We need, graciously, a lot more medium classes out there. I'm not a medium. I'm a large, at least normally a 2X in everything. But no, I would love to see some more mediums step up to the plate and offer real medium classes that teaches ballot reading and podium reading and encode and cabinet work. And heck, let's even try on some old trumpeting, because I feel like
yeah.
that we're probably going to see a resurgence of that. You know, the
oh,
20s
yeah.
and 30s
so
of
too.
The 1900s was very metaphysical, and I think we're going to see a resurgence of that again because we're going through the same time period there.
That's really cool. I think that's impressive.
Yeah.
So you're just bringing back a lot of really good stuff just from, you know,
mm-hmm.
a long time ago that people, they don't see them anymore. And some people talk
no,
about
we don't do them anymore.
Frying
they
and dowsing and, yeah. It's like a lot of people, they just don't see that stuff anymore. And, you know, us bringing it back is a really big thing.
Yes. Very much so a big thing. Very much a big thing
so,
to reach
cool.
out and start doing.
Exactly.
Yep.
So do you have anything else coming up that's going on that you want to announce before we take a quick break?
Just the two radio shows on Tuesday nights, the Psychic Coffee Shop at 9 p.m. Unless we have an offer normally on the second half of the show, we do free readings. And then Mountain Bears is Fridays at 9, and it's a two-hour talk show. So you can sit back, enjoy,
nice.
Kind of get some ideas there.
That's really cool. Okay, well, we don't have any callers right now, so I will take a quick break, and we'll see if we can get some callers.
Okay.
For the second half, and if not, we'll just spend some time talking unless we get some callers
awesome.
So that, and or questions, so that's what we'll do. All good. Ace, and I want to thank
okay.
you for joining me today, too.
Not a problem, darling. I always enjoy spending time with you.
All right. Well, we'll be back in just a minute. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. We're going to take questions this part of the show now. So if you have a question and you want to text it, you can. If you want to call in, it's 347-237-5339. You can check out ASIN at asonknight.com, asonknight.com. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad and we'll take your questions. Or you can text in the chat room or just text and we'll take your questions. We'll be seeing if there are any questions. We'll be right back.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Can't come in. I ain't knocking. that guitar. You better get back to your MTV, 'cause your kind of love ain't good for me. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. I hear you knocking, go back where you've been. Told you way back in 92, I would never stay with you. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. I hear you knocking, go back where you've been. I hear you knocking, but you can't. Shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a girl insane. You rattle my world, oh what a thrill. Good, such a gracious creep, balls of fire. I laughed at love because I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I drank my mind, this was fine. Good, such a gracious creep, balls of fire. Kiss the bear. Like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. Gotta tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. Chew my nails and twiddle my thumb. I can hear you, but sure it's fine. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, creep balls of fire.
are back, and we don't have any callers, so I'm going to bring Asen back here, and we're going to go from there. Hey, Asen, welcome back.
Hello, darling. Thanks for having me back. So why don't we go ahead and give them the call-in number?
Yeah, we'll do that again. So our call-in number is 347-237-5339, and if you come in here, we'll take your questions this part of the show, or you can text in the chat room. We are up now taking your calls because I know you said you had until noon, right, Asen?
Right. I'm here till noon, then I got to go, darling. I got an appointment at literally 12:10. But
no,
that's
problem there, but it doesn't look like we've had anybody here. And, you know, I totally know when you got to go, you got to go. You've got appointments and other stuff, so I appreciate you taking the time anyway.
Not a problem. You know, and, you know, that's the way things have been here lately, and I really like it. But it's like, ooh, can I cram 16 hours in a day? And, you know,
right.
Things that I'm doing is like keeping a good planner, setting limits, saying no to things if they don't fit.
True.
But, you know, and that's something people have to do is give the permission to say no.
Totally. Okay, we've got a question here in chat that came through. And her name is Susan, and she wants to know, is it a person's subconscious that picks the cards? How are the cards picked?
Well, there's two strategies to it. One is the vibration. Is that your energy gets into the cards and the cards move. I actually had a professor that was at that time in the old days was doing video sessions, and he literally unpacked a brand new deck of cards that comes wrapped in plastic and just held them there for 5 minutes and then handed them to the person that was there for the live chat, I mean the live class, and had them do a reading. And you would think with tarot cards that are published just like normal cards, it would be the Fool, the High Priestess, the Magician. No, the deck had completely changed. It hadn't been shuffled. So it's your energy or your vibration that moves the cards. The subconscious only plays a role in it if you allow that subconscious, you have that communication there to discuss your fears, to discuss where you're at. That's the thing with tarot is, you know, I don't need you to shuffle the cards. I have you shuffle the cards because it's more comfortable for you. And it's like the people that aren't comfortable with cards, I make them pick the cards. But like when someone calls me on the phone, they can't exactly shuffle cards. So I pre-shuffle the deck and with the vibration of that person talking.
Yeah, I listen to the person's voice when I'm on the phone with them, if I'm with any deck or whatever. Now, in person, I've used a lot of Oracle cards. I know you do, too. I think it's cool you use the tarot, too, because I'm learning a lot from you as well from that, which is really neat. We're just so on the same page. I let the person shuffle my cards at a fair, and they will lay them out, and then they'll pick which one they're drawn to, like a stack or, you know, maybe a card or what have you. And their energy, like you said, is on the cards. And so what makes it fun is I don't tell them the story. They don't tell me their story. The cards tell the story. You know, and it's the same whether you're using tarot cards or, you know, you're listening to the person's energy over the phone and you're kind of delegating. I mean, I could even say, which one do you want to pick? If I was doing piles, I do them a couple of different ways too.
Right.
But if I was doing it the way I did it at a fair, it's okay. You want number one, two, or three, and then whatever number resonated with them, I'd do that. Or I'd just tap in and go, okay, that's the one that they want because I'm listening to, you know, their energy. So for me, it's kind of a frequency. When I make oils too, you know, I do the same thing. I'm listening to their frequency, their aura colors, which I see a lot when I'm either at fairs or just in general. Somebody might walk in and I'm like, whoa, their aura looks really awesome. So that's kind of, you know, how I do things like that. So that's really cool. Very good question, Susan. when I had read Susan, I didn't read her cards. She came to me in person.
Mm-hmm.
I read her energy. I had seen these beautiful colors. And I did with her girls,
mm-hmm.
too. It was really cool, and I met them. But it was so funny. She walked by me, and she had these amazing colors. It was so cool. I just thought, whoa, look at her
mm-hmm.
colors. That's awesome. So, you know, some people will get my paper, and they'll tune into the show. And I've heard people say, I really love
mm-hmm.
Ace, and, you know, he's really good. So, you know, I just think that
yeah.
it's cool to have you
Thank
on. So we'll have to do it again. Anyway, we've got a caller here, so I'm going to take her
okay.
and bring her on. It's area code 314.
Okay.
You're on the line with Amanda Nason. How are you? Hello, 314-504.
Oh, hi. How are you? Yeah.
Hey.
How are you? Good to hear you, both of you, your voices. Miss you guys. How does one determine a good person to use the tarot cards? How do I assess if I should use them or not?
If you should use them or not? Well, honey, it's
yeah.
kind of a simple question. Are you able to use a hammer?
Yeah. So, but
what about a screwdriver?
Yes. Gotcha.
Tarot's no different, honey.
So it doesn't matter the person giving it in terms
it
of their.
Does not matter.
Wow.
Right. It matters on their abilities, you know, because there are some people that suck at using a hammer. Personally, I prefer a drill over a screwdriver. But literally, the tarot itself is just a tool. You need to feel comfortable with that person's ability to be non-judgmental, non-filtering. Those things are the ones that are important.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Because we're just telephones. That's all we are is a voice box. Okay?
Okay.
Kind of like your devices. You know, we're just the new, you know, Google Home or whatever. We're the old Google Home to Spirit. So, when you sit down and you get a reading, if it sounds like there's a lot of an opinion-based stuff in there, then I'd question the reading. But take note if they're using the cards. What cards are coming down? Because then later on, you can do your own look up and go, well, you know, she said gossip was going on, and I did get the Page of Cups, and I, you know, this kind of resonates and fits with me.
Is there any book that goes over the cards and that is really good?
In
so
detail, it's called The Practical Guide to Tarot is the top one I recommend. It's actually free online. Another one is called The Journey of the Fools. It's also free online. It's been out for years, and it's a really good detailed study of the cards and the combinations of the cards and what their meanings are.
Wow, that's very helpful. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could pick
no
that
problem.
Up and start working on it yourself. You could take that book.
Yeah.
Because of the way you are and how you're so – you're already intuitive. You know, the tuning forks and vibration and how you work with sound is
mm-hmm.
really good. You have vibes in you already, Jan. I know that. And so
yeah.
when you take a book, you can just use your intuition and use what you have and develop that. And then before you know it, you'll be reading cards because you can do that. You have both the artistic
yeah.
brain and the smart brain to do that because you're very intuitive.
Wow, okay. I appreciate
right.
that.
And it just takes a little bit of practice and a lot of practice. It's like running or, you know, running energy with tuning forks or running energy like, you know, going for a run. You don't run 10 miles in a day. You may run a quarter of a mile. That's okay.
Right.
Run that,
right.
you know, to the mailbox and back and let it build up because it is a muscle. That intuitive
yeah.
psychic side of you is a muscle. And you will find you will be tireder than if you've done 50 energy tunings after doing 2 readings. That's okay.
Hmm.
Pick it up again the next day and do 3.
Okay. Is it valuable to have them done like every month or every 2 months, every 6 months? What would you recommend? Or does it just my
I recommend come see me when something happens. You know, I don't look at it like, oh, you need to come see me every 90 days or every 28 days. I've heard people say that. For me, it's like, come see me when you need me.
Yeah, that's the way I feel, too. It's like, you know, come when you're feeling. People say, well, when should I schedule my next reading? Or when should I book my next healing? It's when your intuition or you're in tune and you're like, okay, I need to go book another healing now. My intuition says so. You know, maybe your chakras got out of balance, so you need whatever, but you know that. It's the same with a reading. You know, when you're feeling in your soul and in your heart that you need something, you know, that's when you do it. You don't have to do it like once a week or every 90 days or once a month.
Okay. That's awesome information. Thank you. So
you're welcome.
Yeah,
because I have people that come, you know, once a week, or I have a few that are in crisis mode, is what I call it. It's where everything's changing around them, and I may be talking to them every day.
Okay. While I have you on the phone, does anything come out that would be valuable to share with me? Do you have any insights?
Give me a worry, honey, or a question.
Just a question.
I need a question.
Okay. Should I continue on my path, or should I change and add more in terms of what I'm involved with doing?
Oh, you should always be adding more, definitely. You've got more abilities there. You've been drawn to do different things for almost 2 years now. You don't need to stop
what
you're doing.
She's been drawn for a while, Ace, and she's very gifted.
Right. You just need to keep adding to your toolbox, honey.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, I'm pursuing my art, but I also have other interests, and so I'm wondering if I should be distracted and do those two.
No, you should be adding.
Okay.
No, be adding. Here's an example. I read tarot, angel oracle cards, ascended master cards. I'm working on a deck called the Black Astrology deck, which is a lovely deck. I read tea leaves, palms, index cards, do straight psychic reading. I've got the Reiki, the Kundalini, and you just keep adding because as you do that, the other things improve. Example, I didn't start dealing with physical ailments until I took my Reiki masters.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great. I like diversity, so it's great.
Yeah.
So, Amanda, I miss you. I hope you come to St. Louis soon, okay?
I will be working on that, and you'll probably see me very soon, and I will probably be moving back that way very soon. I'm going to have some opportunities, just don't know when yet, so... Hang in there. I'll be back. I'm not gone forever. I liked living in your backyard, but you never know. It might happen where I'm closer.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. That's great. And thank you so much.
Yeah.
I appreciate your advice.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Blessings.
Sure.
Okay, we have a question here, and then we might have two chats, and then we have a caller. So we have a question from Chrissy, and Chrissy wants to know, how do the energies or vibrations not get crossed or mixed during a reading? Just curious.
They don't get mixed because of, it's like when you're connected to a person, it's just like a phone line or a string. There's oracle pictures of this, and it's just you and the reader. They don't get mixed or strained during that time because nothing's interfering with that. And a lot of the old late 1800s testing was mediums and seeing if they could get that deflected or break that link. And few things can, as you grow older, newer readers sometimes have issues and need a quiet space and all this, but older readers, you know, I could read in a bar without a problem, you know, with the music going in the background, go to a music festival, try to read.
Uh-huh.
You'll lose your voice, but, you know, it's a fun time.
Awesome. I'm the same way. I could go to a fair. and read and be just fine, you know, with noise or what have you. Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, Bethany sits right beside me and plays music, and I have no problem with that. Actually, she helps me to concentrate a lot more,
yeah.
you know, with energies when her presence is around and when her music is around, even if she's maybe, you know, a couple of feet away from me or whatever. So
right.
I pretty much have a good time with the music in the background or the people around at the fair. It doesn't distract me. And
mm-hmm.
the other thing is you're tuned into channel and spirit, so you're not, you know, you're tuned into light, so the frequency doesn't get crossed. Awesome, Mason.
Right.
Okay, we have two callers in here. I'm going to take the first one, which is area code 780. You're on the line with Amanda and Mason. How are you?
Hey, Amanda. Hey, Mason. It's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
Going
Hi,
great,
good.
Darling.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I think maybe I talked to you about this before, but I lost my mom in April, and I lost my best friend just
mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago. It's been really kind of like difficult.
Sorry to hear that, darling.
Yeah, thanks much. And, just dealing with that. They give me messages here and there, you know, when I ask or anything like that.
They will.
So,
they will.
Natural and normal. And what you do is you allow yourself to go through that process. And it's a process. You may think you're great one day, and the next day you're ready to murder something.
Yeah, definitely. Well, not murder something,
yeah.
but get depressed and things like that. So, yeah,
believe me, that you'll hit that spot of anger, and that's okay.
Yeah. And it's been really, really interesting process of going through grief. So, I don't know what kind of questions around it, but is there anything that you could suggest for maybe to have like more of my communications with my past lovers?
Writing. The more you sit and write, the more you get out. The more you allow yourself to communicate outwardly. Like if you want to have a talk with Dad, go ahead and start talking to Dad. Okay.
I just talked them out loud. Is that's fine too, mm-hmm. right?
That's
okay.
fine
Perfectly
too. That's
fine.
What I was going to say. Talk to him. Go ahead, Asen.
I suggest doing it in a car. That way, you don't look crazy, and people think you're just singing along with the music. Just remember to hit the steering wheel a couple times.
Okay. Yeah. Or I can just be. I think I'm doing it on speakerphone or something like that, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
You know, Bluetooth's done wonderful things for spirit communication because, you know, people think you're just on your Bluetooth and you can be talking to the dead all day long.
Yeah. That's true. Okay.
I sit at a table and talk to them, and, you know, I'm kind of a medium myself, so I'll sit around and talk to them or see them next to me or what have you. So I'm talking to them out loud, having dinner with them, you know, whatever. It's just kind of natural for me. I just talk to them, and I tell people talk to them in your head or out loud and see what you get back. You know, it's really no big deal, but it's a good connection. And you can also write.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah, that's a way to comfortable. Yeah, I'm just I don't know, regarding a question around that, I'm taking a whole bunch of workshops regarding around grief and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's, I don't know, I'm just agree with Sam, that's the right way to go because I just feel that's,
right.
I think that's, yeah, I'm thinking that's a good way to go, but.
That's the best way to go.
Yeah. Okay.
And give yourself time because there is no time. You know, they'll say these are the steps of grief. Problem is people don't realize it's a dance.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you so much
for
the insight.
You're
again.
You're welcome.
You have
a great evening.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Jason.
Blessings.
Thanks, Jason. Amanda. Yeah, blessings to you, too.
Okay, our next caller is 314-303. You're on the line with Amanda Nathan. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. So this is
no
my
problem.
Thing. We live We live on a sacred mountain of the Navajo out west in America.
Uh-huh.
And it's right now burning all around us. And my question is for the Navajo spirits that are still there as guardians, how are they perceiving it?
Time to clean up.
But, you know, because they're not in body anymore, and
they have no fear of it. They see it as if someone took a hole puncher and walked through your living room with it wide open and just kept punching holes, and there's crap all around. They see it as the nature's way of clearing the mountain, of cleaning the mountain, because fire is very cleansing. Now, you know, us on the physical plane goes, oh my goodness, what are we doing? You know, why is this doing this? And it's literally the earth doing her natural housekeeping.
Yeah, I see that too, but it's just dreadfully sad to see the trees go away.
It is. But honey, new ones, they have to go through that for the new ones to grow.
I'm just hoping that when I get back up to the mountain, there's still some trees to see.
There will be, and there'll be some new ones to grow. And you'll notice that the energy will feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And take some tobacco with you. Tobacco and whiskey. I always take that when you go to the mountain.
Now, I hadn't thought of the whiskey part, but I could add that.
Yes, make sure you take a good bottle of whiskey. Spirits love a good drink.
I put a medicine wheel out just before the fire began with quartz. And I was going to go down and get some tobacco, but I didn't have a chance to do it. So I'll bring that next time, and whiskey.
Have your friend buy it. Tobacco tobacco should be gifted to you. So have your friend buy it.
Okay.
Okay.
You hear that, Amanda?
Yep, I heard that.
Okay.
Loud and clear. You can get somebody there to do it, or I could, you know, we'll figure it out. It's all good.
Uh-huh.
It'll get done.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a lovely evening.
You too. Bye.
Blessings. Okay, Asen, that was our last caller. Looks like we filled up till noon, so I'm going to let you go and get on to your next appointment. And everybody check out asenknight.com, and we'll do this again soon. Thanks for calling, Asen.
Look forward to it, darling. Have a good evening.
All right. Blessings to everybody. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. I'm going to play a few tunes, and then we'll be done for today. See you guys soon. Blessings.
And lover too.
since you've been gone, and I feel so very sad and so alone. I cry each night through, 'cause I thought your love was true. Oh, I'll never forget you.
Places.